Mao, or Greece, Manelli had some very massive doodads. And if you ever saw them, they looked just like lawn and leaf bags. All of the other boss jocks used to laugh and call him names. They wouldn't let Bonito play in any whaling games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Nino, with old dude that's so bright, won't you speckle my sleigh tonight?
Hey, welcome! Welcome to the Greaseman Christmas CD. Hope you're having a holly jolly fa-la-la-la-lingus Christmas. Thanks for picking it up. I got all my favorites. Sorry I couldn't get Oh Come All Ye Faithful done in time for the holiday season. But maybe next year, all new stuff. So settle back and grab the eggnog and enjoy your Greaseman Christmas CD and a happy ho-ho-ho and hop-a-doo-gee. Frothy the man was a zesty kind of guy. He would wail away and just all day with a twinkle in his eye. Frothy the man will warm up those winter days. He will drop his trowel and holy cow, keep him away from those Bombays. There must be something magic in that fuselage he's got. 'Cause when the weather starts getting cold, that thing just gets real hot. Frothy the man was alive as you and me.
Hello.
And the ladies say when he came to play, he was always humble boogie. The man knew he wouldn't always last. So he said, little miss, please attend to this, 'cause I think I'm fading fast. Under the covers, with a sword that's in his hand, she began to squeal and he did feel those flowing prostaglands. He settled back exhausted with a camel in his mouth. And with a sly look in his eye, he said, you mind if I go south?
Go kinky!
Frothy the man had to hurry after this, 'cause he couldn't stand those nagging demands in the aftermath of Bleach.
What do you like? You a talker?
I've got some terrific friends.
Vacuum the rug. Fix that leaky faucet. And for God's sake...
Drop trow, ye merry gentlemen, hydraulics you display. Remember, use your paper cuffs to catch your manly spray. Grab fuselage, begin workout, it's time to wail away. Oh, globules of gonad gravy joy, oh, globules of gonad gravy joy. The many grips that you will use will make your manhood grow. Mrs. Baumgartner keeps the beat to help you as you go. Wide-eyed roll back, you gnash your teeth, you are about to blow. Oh, globules of gonad gravy joy. Bottom knocking beneath the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Having us some sweet hobbledoogie as I watch those tatas flop. Bottom knocking beneath the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some good bone dries and we'll do some hot tubbing. You will get a really zesty feeling when you hear
this thing rattle.
Who's your daddy? Let's be jolly. Ouch! My tush is in the holly. Bottom knocking beneath the Christmas tree. Have a happy holiday. Everyone find someone to love. If you can't, just wail away. Get a really zesty feeling when you hear.
Get up and give me a rack.
Who's your daddy? Let's be jolly. Ouch! My push is in the holly bottom knocking beneath the Christmas tree. Let the Yuletide spirit flow. Be careful to keep your good dads warm when you're out there in the snow.
Probably on a relatively limited income, and you probably want to get him something he can use. We tend to buy things that we'd like, you know, when I first met my honey, I got her a fishing tackle box for Christmas one year. She didn't like it. She liked the waffle iron I got her the year after that a little bit more. But what you got to do is try not to focus on people, things that you'd get. Like, for example, my sister, she's very busy, and her son, Chauncey, is a real handful. So for Christmas, I gave her a neatly wrapped box, and inside there was a little note. And the note said, I will babysit for Chauncey anytime you need me. All you got to do is call me one day in advance, and I'll drop everything, and you can go out for the night. And she thought that was a great present, because it was something she'd certainly use, and, well, she just wanted to have a night out with the girl, so she called me up. She said, I'm redeeming my gift. So I came over to look after little Chauncey. And she went out shopping. I said, don't worry about a thing. Take your time. Because I like the kid, you know. So we were laughing. For a while there, I showed him how to whittle so he could make his own Christmas ornament. With my Swiss Army knife, I'll have you know. And then once we hung it on the tree, I said, come on, let's get these lights up here. Let's finish it off. When your mom comes home, she'll be happy to see the trees all done, the lights are twinkling. He said, okay, Uncle Nino. So we start wrapping the lights around. I said, let me stand back and look at it, make sure it's even before we plug it in. So I'm back looking at it, making sure I got the angel on top just right. When I happen to glance over, just as he's getting ready to plug it in, there's like a little puddle of water that fell out of the Christmas tree stand. And he goes and plugs it in. And I'm telling you what, it was like, I could see all his bones. You know, like in the cartoons when there's an extra, I could see all his bones. Eyeballs were blinking. And he was flopping around. And I didn't want to touch him, you know, so it took me like 4 minutes to find a fuse box. I'm running around in the garage, and meanwhile, you know, he's still out there, you know, just going nuts, nuts, nuts. Finally, I found a fuse box, and I killed it. But, you know, I'm running over, and the phone rings, and I'm getting ready to do my mouth-to-mouth restitution, and I pick up the blower. Hello? Yes, yeah, sis. What's that? If Chauncey gives me any trouble, send him to his room. Don't worry. It's okay. He's already been grounded.
Bart? Ow.
We do have a kind of a nasty situation.
Said the mountain men to the city boys, what the hell you think you're doing?
What the hell you think you're doing?
Way up in these woods, city boys, what the hell you think you're doing?
What the hell you think you're doing?
They're lost, they're lost.
You're right, look, we're lost.
And they don't know where they are.
You know something? You're right. We're lost. We don't know where in hell we are.
The belt will wail tonight.
So the mountain men went right on to say, you done taken a wrong turn.
You done taken a wrong turn.
City boys baffled and confused. You done taken a wrong turn.
You done taken a wrong turn.
Those boys ask them,
why not? Where does it go then?
And the mountain men said unto them,
this river don't go to entry. Boy, you're all lost, ain't you?
It's terrible.
And the city boys asked the mountain men, what is it that you require?
What is it you require?
Hoping they could carve out a deal. What is it that you require?
What is it you require?
They want the goods.
You get your damn ass up in them woods.
All right.
Mountain Christmas joy.
Them panties, take them off. Just drop them, boy.
So the mountain man grabbed a city boy. You look just like a hog.
You look just like a hog.
No.
Splayed on a yuletide log. You look just like a hog.
You look just like a hog.
No.
Their luck's gone south.
We got a deal for you now.
What's that?
Now let's you just drop them pants.
I mean, what's this all about?
Come on, squeal.
I'll be home for Angus. Zesty apple to get. The mistletoe, the will flow under the Christmas tree. Christmas Eve will find me dropping trow real quick.
You are correct, sir, yes.
I did not know that.
I'll be home for Ingus. So go away, old Saint Nick.
Are you ready to take your pants off?
I love fudge.
Christmas Eve will find me face glazed in a sheen.
One day God likes me.
I'll be home for Ingus. So baby, drop them jeans.
Just take a rattle.
People say, Greece, where are you going to celebrate the holidays? Are you going to, I don't want to be downtown in the thick of the traffic. Oh, God, no. People honking and shooting and road raging. I'll be in West Virginia, enjoying my 12 days of Christmas, West Virginia style. And celebrate Christmas a little different. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me an outhouse under a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 2 6-packs and an outhouse under a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 3 bags of Red Man, 2 6-packs and an outhouse under a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 gap-toothed grinners, 3 bags of Red Man, 2 6-packs and an outhouse under a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 pork rind rings.
That's your number, Deborah.
Now that's what happened.
4 gap-toothed grinners,
3 bags of Red Man, 2 6-packs, and an outhouse under a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 chickens laying. 5 pork rind rings.
That's your number, Deborah.
Now that's what happened.
4 gap-toothed grinners, 3 bags of Red Man, 2 6-packs, and an outhouse under a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 stump-roast cattle, 6 chickens laying, 5 pork rind rings.
That's your number, Deborah.
Now that's what happened.
3 bags of Red Man, 2 6-packs, and an outhouse under a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 leaking condoms, 7 stump-roast cattle, 6 chickens laying, 5 pork rind rings.
That's your number, Deborah. That's what happened.
4 gap-toothed grinners, 3 bags of Red Man, 2 6-packs, and an outhouse under a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 9 cars up on block,
8 leaking condoms, 7 stump roast cattle, 6 chickens laying, 5 pork rind rings.
That's your not bad, Deborah. Now that's what's happening.
4 gap tooth grinders, 3 bags of Red Man, 2 6 bags, and an outhouse under a bench. On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 cousins kissing, 9 cars on blocks, 8 leaking condoms, 7 stump roast cattle, 6 chickens laying, 5 pork rind rings.
That's your not bad, Deborah. That's what's happening.
4 gap tooth grinners, 3 bags of Red Man, 2 6 bags, and an outhouse under a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 sheep are sleeping, 10 cousins kissing, 9 cars on blocks, 8 leaking condoms, 7 stump roast cattle, 6 chickens laying, 5 pork rind rings.
That's your not bad, Deborah. Now that's what's happening.
4 gap tooth grinners, 3 bags of Red Man, 2 6 bags, and an outhouse under a pear tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 double wide trailers.
That's just fine.
11 sheep are sleeping, 10 cousins kissing, 9 cars on blocks, 8 leaking condoms, 7 stump roast cattle, 6 chickens laying, 5 pork rind rings. Four gap tooth grinners, 3 bags of Red Man, 2 6 packs, and an outhouse under a pear tree. And there you have the 12 days of Christmas in West Virginia. Every now and then I get it up to here with all of that gaiety myself. Walking through the mall yesterday saying, here comes Fatty with a sack of crap. Here comes Fatty with a sack of crap. Here comes Fatty with a sack of crap. And all his stinking reindeer. Well, I believe in Santa Claus and the way he makes me feel. My Christmas bills keep piling up and it really makes me squeal. Him and his Christmas spirit are really a lot of bunk. I'll bust my butt for another year just to pay for all this junk. Here comes Fatty with his sack of crap. Here comes Fatty with a sack of crap. Here comes Fatty with a sack of crap. And all his stinking reindeer. Hey, Santa, come here. I got you out there. Well, I believe in Santa, though he's got me in a mess. 'Cause I'm over the limit on my master charge and my Visa and American Express. While I'm sweating and a-grieving about the money mess I'm in, he'll be up there sitting on his big fat thucker till Christmas comes again. Here comes Fatty with a sack of crap. Here comes Fatty with a sack of crap. Here comes Fatty with a sack of crap. And all his stinking reindeer. Hey, yo, geez, I slapped him. My money just keeps flying. It's all been dealt. My mouth has got the taste of a dirty old fan belt. I wonder if old Santa knows just how I feel tonight. I'll feel much better if I bend him over and I feel his bum be tight. Here comes Fatty with a sack of crap. Here comes Fatty with a sack of crap. Here comes Fatty with a sack of crap. And all his stinking reindeer. Don't start getting that attitude. I'm a nice guy. I can't make it. And then the next thing you know, it's Christmas and you're depressed. And the next thing you know, you're slitting your wrist. You'll find somebody. Don't worry about it. You just haven't found the right one yet. So don't get depressed this time of year, man. Too exciting. I know I'm a grown man, but I still remember those days I'd sit cross-legged on the floor and try to figure out what my Christmas presents were going to be. Mom and Dad would go to bed, and me and Nadine would sneak down there, and we'd rattle all the boxes. And there was one with my name on it, and I could hear this thing go, chung, 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 chung. She said, what do you think it is? I said, microwave popcorn. She said, microwave popcorn? I said, Daddy always gets me microwave popcorn so he can eat it. Mama, watch it, it's microwave popcorn. She said, well, it might be socks or something. I said, well, one way to find out.
took it, wrapping it all, and I put it in the microwave and turned her on. She said, suppose it's not microwave popcorn. I said, well, then I'll have warm socks, right? So a minute goes by, 2 minutes go by, not a pop out of the box. I said, oh, I guess you're right. It's not microwave popcorn. So I sneak it back under the tree, and we go to bed. The next morning, you can imagine my shock and horror when I rip the wrapping paper off of my brand new ant farm.
Oh, no!
I saw Mommy snarling Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. She didn't see me creep as Santa began to seep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. And I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his robot with delight. What a gash it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy snarling Santa Claus last night.
Oh, Santa.
I saw Mommy snarling Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. She didn't see me creep as Santa began to seep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. And I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his boobops with delight. Oh, what a guess it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy snarling Santa Claus last night. What a guess it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy snarling Santa Claus last night.
Hardly the time of year to be advertising for camp wenches. After it is a glorious time. But, you know, I guess when you put it that way, there you are doing your duties. Even Santa Claus needs a little relief every now and then. You know, he's been through some hell. Think about it. This time of year, Santa Claus is in overdrive, putting together all the little toys, trying to keep everybody happy. Ah! And Mrs. Claus, well, yeah, let's face it, she's turned a little cold since she started the hormone replacement therapy. So there is a story that will be breaking that will perhaps shock you as you flip through your paper. But let me tell you what happened. Santa got caught fondling a reindeer. Ten hut in the barn on Christmas Eve. Mrs. Claus refused to grant him access.
I want a woman!
And Santa had those doughnuts to relieve. They'd been working hard all season, making tons and tons of toys. Santa needed something pleasing, for he made the rounds to all those girls and boys. There were late nights in the workshop, stocking toys upon the shelf. Santa needed just a quick pop, for he sexually harassed one of the elves. Santa got caught fondling a reindeer. Ten hut in the barn on Christmas Eve. Mrs. Claus refused to grant him access.
I want a woman!
And Santa had those doodads to relieve. As the winter nights grew colder,
and the snow was piling high. Old Saint Nick was feeling bolder, so he placed his calloused hand on his wife's thigh. But she rejected his advancement. Mrs. Claus was cold as ice. He said he needed some department. It's been 10 long years since he has caught a slice.
My sack doesn't work.
Santa got caught fondling a reindeer. 10 hut in the barn on Christmas Eve. Mrs. Claus refused to grant him access.
I want a woman.
And Santa had those dudettes to relieve. And so the barn door beckoned. Santa walked on crunchy snow. It was quiet, so he reckoned he would walk inside and have himself a go. But the reindeer, they lay sleeping. You could barely hear a peep. Santa came on tiptoes creeping. And if not the reindeer, then he'd nail the sheep. Santa got caught fondling a reindeer. 10 hut in the barn on Christmas Eve. Mrs. Claus refused to grant him access.
I want a woman.
And Santa had those dudettes to relieve. And so Donna woke up blip. Then old Dancer was amazed. He said, go and please tell Dasher. Mountain Santa's headed straight for her bum base. Well, the reindeer formed a stampede. And they knocked old Saint Nick down. They said, old man, you better take heed. You just don't know where you be going brown.
Oh, no!
Santa got caught fondling a reindeer. Ten hut in the barn on Christmas Eve. Mrs. Claus refused to grant him access.
I want a woman.
And Santa had both of that to relieve.
I gotta have a woman.
Once I thought I'd caught a slice, thought it would be so extra nice. Then I had to pay the price. I got the crabs for Christmas. She was sweet while in my bed, but now my dudettes are flaming red. Guess I should have wailed instead. I got the crabs for Christmas. Daddy told me, son, be wise. Always avoid that bad surprise. So it's for sure I'll tell you guys. Next time out I'll condomize. After a session of Abadoogie, we smoked our camels with pride and glee. But now it hurts so when I pee. I got the crabs for Christmas. Dame, I thought at last I'd won the game. Now my hydraulics are aflame. I got the crabs for Christmas. It was late, I couldn't sleep, so I decided to bury it deep. But now I got a nasty seep. I got the crabs for Christmas.
Oh
yeah.
I'm jingling.
Dip, 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 dip.
Christmas time once again.
And it feels bold, but, you know, I'm not really supposed to talk about it, but it's Christmas time. I'm entitled to special dispensation. I am the leader of the most top-secret organization this government has. I mean, I am the man who carries the head badge of the Massive Impossible Force.
Hello, Mr. Grease Minnelli. This is a picture of Santa Claus. The world-renowned deliverer of Christmas cheer is now afraid of leaving a smear. Hundreds of Christmas cookies and milk, peanut brittle and eggnog, and a smidgen of jelly are percolating in his shaken belly. That's right, Santa Claus has to take a massive gasser. Your mission, Jim.
Stop calling me Jim.
Should you decide to accept it, is to distract the doe-eyed denizens of the house so Kris Kringle can go shake loose a dingle. The state will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Wow. Of all people to be proud, Captain, but Santa Claus himself. All right, let me punch up where he is on the computer screen. All right. Let's see, he's stopping off at the Farquhar residence of East Teaneck, New Jersey. Sure enough, there he is inside. Look at the kids. They're going berserk. Santa's putting down presents, but I can tell he's clenching his cheeks a little tight. He's got beads of sweat on his forehead. Listen to him.
Oh, 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 oh. Merry Christmas, boys and girls. Oh, 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 oh. I'm touching cotton.
Santa, name's Grease Minnelli. I'm with the Massive Impossible Force. I know exactly what the problem is. You're brown capping big time. You're prairie dog in there. I'm going to distract the kids. You go down the hallway. The bathroom's the third door on the left. You use their bathroom. You got it?
Bless you, my son. I was too embarrassed to ask to use their porcelain convenience.
I know. You don't want Santa coming to your house. And frankly, sir, the thought of you perched on air. That pendulous belly, it's not a pretty sight. You go down there and drop some friends off at the pool, and I'll distract the kids. All right, hey, kids! Try to guess what's in each box. Bet you can't do it. There you go. Does it rattle? That's great, huh? Hey, who's this little munchkin here? Huh? Hey, who's this little munchkin? All right. Judging from the pressure that Santa was under, he should probably be coming out of there any time now. Oh, there he is. And look at him. He's got a contented look on his face. Be right back. I'll be right back, kids. I want to give Santa directions to the next household, okay? Hey, Santa.
Hey, pretty good, Santa. Look at that. No skid marks.
Two dads, the brown-nosed reindeer, had a very slimy nose. And if you ever saw it, you'd see exactly where it goes. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They wouldn't let poor Doordats join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, before Santa had left, that's when they found poor Doodads buried in the gluteal cleft. Then all the other reindeer laughed and shouted out with glee. Doodads, the brown-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, before Santa had left, that's when they found poor Doodads buried in the gluteal cleft. Then all the other reindeer laughed and shouted out with glee. So that's the brown-nosed reindeer. I'm waiting for the first Christmas carolers to come by. Hope it's not going to be too intense. You know, you're sitting around. I mean, it's nice that everybody has the right frame of mind this time of year to, you know, feel chipper enough to do that. But, you know, nothing worse than sitting there. You got your TV trays. You're ready to watch the evening stopicality. All of a sudden, for God's sake. Oh, stop. I'm going to take a hike. Take a hike, for God's sake. Oh, what the hell, right? What the hell is it?
On come the bells, sweet silver bells. Songs seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing the cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ding, 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 dong, that is the song. Ring, ding, ring, dong.
Back with the bells, good enough with the bells, I with the bells, ding, ding, a ding, a dang, ding, a ding, a ding, a ding, a ding, a
Christmas, ah,
ding with the bells, dong with the bells,
well, I don't know, maybe we call it truth, maybe we get that digital camera this year, what do you think, eh? Make some spicy shots, honey, get the boop boop. There you go. That's it. Post some really zesty stuff on the website. Oh, man.
There, beside the king, pump, 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 pump. He had no gift to bring him. Pump, 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 pump. His trout dropped to his knees. Pump, 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 pump. So he dishonored him. Pump, 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 pump. The ox and lamb were shocked. Pump, 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 pump.
In the icebox at the convenience store, and the Slim Jims are wrapped red and green. Got a wreath made out of beer cans on the mobile home door, and out front a nativity scene.
It's Christmas time in the country.
Happy since we're like feeling.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Now let's you just drop them pants.
On my rooftop I got Santa and electric reindeer. And my truck's got a wreath on the grill. From the gun rack I hung tinsel. When I go hunt for deer, I will bring Christmas joy to the kill. It's Christmas time in the country.
Looks like a home.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Hey boy, get up and give me a rack. It's Christmas Day. What's that?
Blessed Virgin in the pageant down at the grade school caused a ruckus that bordered on danger. She was all wrong for the lead role. Pastor feels like a fool, sweaty romping right there in the manger. It's Christmas time in the country. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Oh yeah, that's just fine. Come on, boys, just one more time.
Happy Hanukkah.
Oh yeah, we celebrate all the holidays here on the RDD. Yeah. Why should the Goyim have all the fun? Hanukkah, Hanukkah, it's that time of year. Menorah is lit, chopped liver smeared. Can't find a yarmulke to fit my head. I guess I'll use a tortilla instead. Hanukkah, Hanukkah, dreidel will spin. Play for big money, I always win. Feast of the lights and the oil that we saved, I'll give my payas a shave. Oy vey, we'll eat like we never did 8 days. Gifts for the little kids, whitefish and latkes. Borscht is so sweet, stuffing a shiksa could be extra neat. Hanukkah, Hanukkah, mashpucha is near. No manashevitz, just get me a beer. What a big party, lots of Hanukkah gelt. The next day, the hangover I felt.
Just drop them, boy.
Like you score, God, is it?
Window! I'll just bend over and get it.
Hanukkah, Hanukkah, bagels and lox. It doesn't matter if you're not Orthodox. Mazel tov to ya and Happy New Year. Santa Claus, I don't wanna hear.
Santa Claus is a coming, oy vey!
That's right, buddy. And boy, do we have the spirit in the air. Christmas time, feeling okay. Red and green, ladies' lingerie.
so silky and smooth. No wonder I choose to go walking around in women's underwear. Got a secret, can't deny it. Hey, don't knock it till you try it. My undies and me, door that's hanging free, walking around in women's underwear. Big guys lumber round the shopping malls. Got a zesty secret no one sees. Red and green panties and a bra will get me just as tan hot as can be. Dudettes cling and they're glistening. BVDs, are you listening? My cheeks are a sight, hydraulics so tight, walking round in women's underwear. Later on, I'll perspire, and my package they'll admire. I'll be in the lodge with my fuselage, walking round in women's underwear. Hemis sting, are they blistering? Hey, Estelle, are you listening? My talkish is bare, I feel that cold air, walking round in women's underwear. In the backyard we can build a snow gal, just the way I used to do with Dad. Dressed in bra and panties, she'll be our pal, with Hooters and a big old Brillo pad. Got a boil covered rear, when she brings fetid schmear. When he disrobes, little Elvis explodes, walking round in women's underwear, walking round in women's underwear.
Santa bring the vacuum jack to me, Santa bring the vacuum jack to me.
I don't need a whole lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need some constriction, motorized and tight. Oh Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my vacuum jack to me.
Santa, bring the vacuum jack to me. Santa, bring the vacuum jack to me.
The VCR is ready. Hydraulics are aglow. So if you give me what I want, who needs mistletoe? Oh Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my vacuum jack to me.
Santa, bring the vacuum jack to me. Santa, bring the vacuum jack to me.
My old one blew a motor, the bearings were right out. My honey left a week ago, and with her went her mouth. I don't want one that's cheap, I don't want one that fails. A lifetime guarantee's a must, and it's your better in hail. Oh Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my vacuum jack to me.
Santa, bring the vacuum jack to me. Santa, bring the vacuum jack to me.
Make those reindeer hurry, time is drawing near. It just won't seem like Christmas yet till my vacuum jack gets here. Candy and toys won't make it under my tree this time. I gotta have me a motor toy and plenty of alkaline. Oh Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my vacuum jack to me.
Santa, bring the vacuum jack to me. Santa, bring the vacuum jack to me.
Oh Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my vacuum jack to me.
Santa, bring the vacuum jack to me.
Santa, bring the vacuum jack to me.
You know, every Christmas I've had has been pretty blessed when I think about it. Well, every Christmas except one, but there are a lot of trees around, but there wasn't no pine trees. I remember one Christmas. We gave gifts back and forth. Here's yours! Oh, really? And here's yours! That's what we did, left and right. Those were the kind of gifts we exchanged back in the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Minnelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury!
Pine Tree, 1967. When we take a village, we take a village. First thing we do is soften it by breaking down resistance. Wozniak! Rocket launcher! Let's do it! Fire at will! Oh, looks good. Headed for the main hooch, yeah. Ah, very nice. All right, boys, let's go! Make your way in! Just get it, and move. I came around the corner of this one hooch, and there was this wounded VC female. She was looking at me, and she said, "You don't take me alive." I said, "Put the gun down, little lady." She said, "You don't take me alive." And then she pulled that gun. I didn't want to shoot it, but I had to shoot it. And then, as she keeled over, a couple of tatas flopped out. And in spite of the horror that was going on, I found myself more than hot than I ever been in my life. I threw my gun down, and well, before I knew what I was doing, the rest of the patrol was right behind me. They came in just as I was finishing up. I mean, they were like, "My God! Fury! Fury, have you lost your mind?" Next thing you know, Needleman and Telecheki are pulling my shoulders up again. I mean, some of the men were vomiting. Normally, we just drag them and bag them, but in this instance, I lifted that dead soldier from the enemy, walked out into a place by a big shade tree, and I dug a grave about as pretty as I could under the circumstances. Made sure it was good and deep, so the hyenas wouldn't get it. Then, shoveled the dirt in on top, and I sat there for 3 hours with a stump that was there, and I whittled a little marker. "Rest in peace," I wrote. And I made sure I buried it in there so it wouldn't blow away. And I said, "All right, guys, let's move out." As we were walking down the road out of that village, Prokopa came up to me and said, "That's a side of you, Fury, I've never seen. To actually take the time to bury a fallen enemy. And then you sat there and you whittled out a marker, and with an almost tear in your eye, you put it there on the spot." Said, "Well, Prokopik, I look at it this way. The VC and us, we're always taking these villages, giving them up, retaking the villages, giving them up. I figure they'll overrun us in about 6 hours. Put the tombstone there so I can find it and nail it again next time we come through here."
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a snarling in the back seat. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two hooters flopping and a snarling in the back seat. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three pre-lube condoms, two hooters flopping and a snarling in the back seat. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four sheep a-seeping, three pre-lube condoms, two hooters flopping, and a snarling.
man in the back seat. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five blow-up dolls. Four sheep asleep and three pre-loop condoms, two hooters flopping and a schnilin in the back seat. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six jars of KY. Five blow-up dolls. Four sheep asleep and three pre-loop condoms, two hooters flopping and a schnilin in the back seat. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven fifths of liquor, six jars of KY. Five blow-up dolls. Four sheep asleep and three pre-loop condoms, two hooters flopping and a schnilin in the back seat. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 8-inch long hydraulics, 7/5 of liquor, 6 jars of KY, 5 blow-up dolls. 4 sheep asleep and 3 pre-loop condoms, 2 hooters flopping and a snarling in the back seat. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 9 chili willies, 8-inch long hydraulics, 7/5 of liquor, 6 jars of KY, 5 blow-up dolls. 4 sheep asleep and 3 pre-loop condoms, 2 hooters flopping and a schnilin in the back seat. On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 packages packing, 9 chili willies, 8-inch long hydraulics, 7/5 of liquor, 6 jars of KY, 5 blow-up dolls. 4 sheep asleep and 3 pre-loop condoms, 2 hooters flopping and a snarling in the back seat. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 new positions, 10 packets packing, 9 chili willies, 8-inch long hydraulics, 7/5 of liquor, 6 jars of KY, 5 blow-up dolls. 4 sheep asleep and 3 pre-loop condoms, 2 hooters flopping and a snarling in the back seat. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 months of Playboy, 11 new positions, 10 package packing, 9 chili willies, 8-inch long hydraulics, 7/5 of liquor, 6 jars of KY, 5 blow-up dolls. 4 sheep asleep and 3 pre-loop condoms, 2 hooters popping and a snarling in the backseat.
As much fun as it is decorating the Christmas tree with happy Christmas music, I hate undecorating it. And but as a kid, I used to hate that because, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of money. And Mama, not only would we save the lights and the balls, and she'd even save the tinsel. She'd take out little pieces of Kleenex and take the tinsel off there strand by strand. So now that's the one luxury I afford myself. At the end of Christmas, I throw the tree out, balls and all. I just unplug it from the wall, and on the day we get the notice that Christmas tree collection is, I take it, I just throw the whole damn thing out. Balls hang it, lights hang it. I don't even unscrew the stand off the bottom of it. I just drag the whole thing right out there. The neighbor kids are always, hey, you throwing out the tree with everything on it? Yeah, leave the angel on top. Everything! I mean, what the heck? I mean, how much is it? You go in there, and plus, if you buy your Christmas decorations the day after Christmas, they're like 1/3 the cost. So always on the day after Christmas when I see the prices slashed, that's when I get my balls, my tinsel, everything. So that way, the end of Christmas, and all the neighbors are like, oh, God, you know, you run into people that, you know, around Easter time, they got this brown thing hanging in the living room because they didn't want to go through the hassle of undecorating it. Not me. Right after New Year's is over, I keep it up after Christmas week, and then as soon as we get to New Year's Day, balls it on. Damn thing goes right to the curb. That's it. That kick it a couple of times. You've served your purpose. You're not stinking up this house with your damn fire trap needles dropping all over the place. That's it. A lot of people are horrified. Treated with a little respect. What respect? The Christmas tree? They didn't have no Christmas trees in Bethlehem. Nothing else. They had camels and sand. Hell, damn thing, it flies in the face of tradition when you think about it. And sometimes I'll take one last drag on a camel and just throw it on the tree. There goes Santa shriveling.
I'm melting. I'm melting.
Yeah, that's it. You know, you'll feel liberated when you finally get around to that. The children may scream, "No, Daddy, no!" As you go walking to the front door with the electrical cord dangling in the background. Hey, kids, I tell you what, I told you, you had to undecorate this tree. You didn't do it. You know what happens now. Oh, God. Children screaming, neighbors watching. Look, there he goes again. He's taking his tree out. Ba-woom! We'll somehow tippy-toe through this holiday season with a gleam in our eye. Yeah, kids of all ages watching for that sleigh to dance across the sky. And hoping that Santa Claus brings the joy they've asked for.
All I want for Christmas is my
Uzi 9mm.
My
Uzi 9mm.
See my
Uzi 9mm.
Gee, if I could only have my
Uzi 9mm.
And I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say
Sarah Connor.
All I want for Christmas is my
12-gauge autoloader.
My
12-gauge autoloader.
Gee, if I could only have my
12-gauge autoloader,
then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
Long slide with laser sighting. 45 long slide with laser sighting.
All I want for Christmas is my
45 long slide with laser sighting.
So I can wish you Merry Christmas.
I'll be back.
Happy New Year!
Man, I tell you what. I'm ready. I'm feeling it this year. A lot of times people say, "Grace, you're a little grumpy this time of year." Nah. I'm happy. I feel the vibes of the whole deal. You know what I'm saying? Please on my dog. Please on my dog. Yes, he's scratching. He looks just like a hog. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas while he licks his fuselage. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas in a chihuahua. He will lodge. AMF.